You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Ralph Vacchiano, SNY, tremendous article today about the value of trading Sam Darnold away versus the value of trading the number two overall pick. You can see all of his stuff on SNY.TV. Ralph, it's Chris Carlin. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing outstanding. And I thought you had a fascinating article today in regards to this thought process that the Jets are going to have to be dealing with in the coming 2 months. And it's a great situation to be in. So, Ralph, where you stand right now, are the Jets benefiting more as we approach the draft from looking at trading the number two overall pick and sliding back a bit, or from trading Sam Darnold?
Well, from strictly from a value standpoint, you know, what they would get in return, there is no doubt they would get more for that number two pick. You know, there's a million other factors that go into this, from finances to, you know, simply the idea that they have to come away with the best quarterback. But you know, if it's a choice of, you know, how many draft picks do you want to accumulate, they're probably looking at Sam Darnold, you know, at best getting a second round pick, maybe another mid round pick. In return, you're probably not going to get a first rounder for him. But if they trade that number two pick, you know, history shows those top picks almost always bring back a future first rounder plus, depending on how far they're willing to go. So, if they settle on Sam Darnold, they deal that number two pick, they could just load up on draft picks in the next two drafts, even more so than they already have.
And you look at the top 10 in the draft, Ralph, and there are no less than five opportunities to potentially move back and really improve yourself in that regard. So currently where they are as a roster, you know, that you only have a couple of real pieces that you would consider long-term parts of the solution. We know how important the quarterback is, but does it make more sense to go for volume of players in this spot?
I think it does. I think the quarterback is the most important piece. And if it's a really big difference, you know, you choose the side of get me the franchise quarterback. You know, if you get Deshaun Watson, give away whatever draft picks you have to get. Don't worry about volume. You'll find a way to build around him. But overall, the Jets have needs everywhere on this roster. I mean, if you look at this roster, who are the guys you would absolutely not give up? You know, Quinnen Williams, Mekhi Becton. And honestly, I could probably be convinced to give up them for the right price. So, you know, they need help at every position on the roster. The more volume they have, the better off they're going to be. We know that building through the draft is the right way to go. So, yeah, if they can, you know, if they've already done a great job of it. They have two first-round picks in each of the next two drafts. If they can drop down a little, you know, if you look at that top 10, you're talking about as a possible team looking for a quarterback, Atlanta at 4, maybe Philadelphia at 6, Detroit at 7, Carolina and Denver at 8 and 9. You know, you want to drop down and still stay in the top 10 and pick up more, another second round or a future first. You know, that's great to me because, you know, you can get good value in the top 10, even if you're not getting that second best player in the draft.
Ralph Vacchiano, SNY with us. Ralph, right now, scale of 1 to 10. What's the Jets' belief in Sam Darnold?
You know, it sort of depends on who you ask, but I think it's probably up in the 7 range. I think they really do think he can be a good quarterback, and it has been more about the situation the last couple of years than his talent or his ability. I think that, you know, if he were a blank slate, still 23 years old, still with this talent, but without the 3 years of struggles, I think he'd probably be a top 10 pick in this draft, and I think the Jets would, you know, be considering him. But, you know, one of the issues for them is he is right on the verge of a big payday. They may believe in him, but, you know, I say it's only a 7 as opposed to more because you got to factor in, well, we believe in him enough to pick up his fifth-year option in May because that's going to be $25 million for the 2022 season. Do you believe in him enough to commit to $25 million? I don't know that they do. But I think if, you know, you look at all the quarterbacks, I think if they come out of this stuck with Sam Darnold or keeping Sam Darnold, I think they believe they're going to be okay.
Do you think today they would pick up that option?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think if they decide they are going to stick with him, they will more than likely pick up that option. I don't think it makes sense to stick with him necessarily and, you know, only commit to him for one more year. You know, there's other variables in that as well, but I think that they probably would, as a sign that he's our guy, let's not have any doubts about this. But I don't know that they're there yet, because I think they're still in the early stages of evaluating, you know, Zach Wilson and Justin Fields and trying to figure out if any of them, you know, maybe they decide Zach Wilson is just better than Sam Darnold. I don't know that they are at that point yet where they can say, we'll definitely pick up his option.
Ralph Acciano, SNY. So what are the early reads? I mean, as you said, they're early in the process. Do you have any sense of what they feel about either Fields or Wilson right now? Because you're already hearing the hype starting to build about Wilson in particular skyrocketing up those draft boards.
Yeah, I love when people skyrocket up draft boards when nothing is happening. All of a sudden, for bad or no reason at all, they just, guys are plummeting or rising or whatever. You know, when I talk to people around the league who know Joe Douglas, who would say they know what he's thinking or whatever, they seem to lean towards Zach Wilson as more of his kind of quarterback, somebody that's going to be a better fit in that 49ers system, just somebody who's, you know, maybe a more solid prospect than Justin Fields at number two. I'm not so sure that that's where it's going to come down, but that seems to be the early read on it. The two early reads I get from people are that if they draft someone, it's going to be Zach Wilson, but they do really like Sam Darnold, and don't be surprised if they end up back with him.
All right, Ralph. Now, when we look at the situation that they're in at the number two overall pick, we've talked about the value of potentially trading down, and there's no indication that Jacksonville would want to move out of the number one spot. But no. You'd have to think in the next month or two, a call is going to be placed at some point just to see if there is a price to be met, no?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, if a call or, you know, at a pro day, going up to Urban Meyer. I mean, we saw, you know, Joe Douglas was at the Trevor Lawrence showcase. We saw Urban Meyer there. You know, maybe they did have a conversation. Hey, any chance we can get that pick? Especially, you know, I think this is silly and just part of the rumor mill, but you've heard some rumors this week that there are some teams that like Zach Wilson better than Trevor Lawrence. I would be shocked if there are more than, you know, just a couple that actually believe that. But if that starts to pick up speed, I can see the Jets saying, you know, well, maybe they're thinking twice about this. Let's see if we can get up there. I would imagine the price, given that most people around the league think Trevor Lawrence is a generational prospect, the price would be huge. You know, they're going to have to give up, obviously, their, you know, first-round pick, probably their other first-round pick this year, maybe, you know, something in future years. But, you know, I do believe that if Trevor Lawrence was available for the Jets, he'd be a no-brainer. So, yeah, I think that they'll at least make a call to see, is there any way we could get this pick? I just don't think there is any way.
Ralph Acciano, SNY. Ralph, where do we stand right now as far as Deshaun Watson from what you can see?
From what I can see, from what I've been told, there is no indication at all that the Texans plan to trade him. It's all kind of fantasy football at the moment. You know, when I talk to people, the answer I get the most is, why in the world would they trade him? You know, I know everybody says he's got leverage, get out, and he can complain, and all that is true, except that the Texans don't actually have to deal him. They can force him to sit out. They can, you know, they can say, hey, you want to lose all that money? Go ahead. We don't believe that you actually will. So, you know, when you have a 25-year-old quarterback who's been to three Pro Bowls, who's signed long-term, so you have some, you know, fiscal idea of what your finances are going to be, some fiscal certainty for the future, you don't give that up. That's the dream for every team, to find a quarterback like that. You know, maybe, you know, they might test waters and see how many first-round picks could we get, but I think they're much more likely to sit on him and see if there's a way they can work it out and make him happy again.
Ralph, one or two more. Where do you think the Jets will look to address their roster in free agency, specifically, first and foremost, the position specifically in free agency?
Well, they'd be absolutely nuts if they don't look at receiver first and foremost. You know, there are so many quality receivers available in free agency. Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin, Kenny Golladay, Corey Davis. I mean, even the Will Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster, you can go down to about 10 or 11 and you're still getting quality guys. And they're sitting on so much cap room, not only a lot of cap room, but a lot compared to the other teams, that they probably can get their choice of guys. You know, Allen Robinson has made it clear he wants to play for a contender, so maybe he's out. But you know, if they decide they want Juju Smith-Schuster or Kenny Galladay or whoever, they can outbid a lot of teams. So that's an easy thing. They're just woeful at wide receiver. I think that they also have to think about bolstering that offensive line. Joe Douglas made that a priority last offseason. It did not work. On the bright side, all of the offensive linemen he signed for the most part, you know, can be cut in the next year or two, so he can redo it. But I think he needs the market, Joe Thuney of New England, for example, and see if he can add a real premier offensive lineman to the other side of the line to be an anchor with, Mekhi Becton.
Ralph, you wrote about this too. Top guys that you expect to be cut by the Jets to create a little bit more draft room. You mentioned Van Roten, and you also mentioned George Fant as a guy. Who do you expect to be back versus who do you expect to be gone?
You know, it's a good realistic thing with the offensive line is they could only bring Mekhi Becton and their center, Connor McGovern, back. Every other one of them could be gone. Now, they don't have to do that, because they don't need the cap room, so you might want to bring back, a George Fant, Greg Van Roten, if not for nothing else, for some depth. I think that will most likely depend on who they go after in free agency. I think in free agency you're going to find that the better guys are interior guys. So, you know, if I'm looking at which starting offensive lineman is not likely to be back, you're probably looking at, Alex Lewis or Greg Van Roten at guard. I think they're in the most vulnerable positions. I think, you got a guy like George Fant who wasn't terrible. You know, you bring him back at right tackle if you can. If you get somebody better, well, now you've got really good depth when the inevitable injuries start.
Ah, the traditional setting of the bar for the Jets wasn't terrible.
Yes, exactly. But honestly, based on that line last year, wasn't terrible. Outside Mekhi Becton, wasn't terrible is about as good as you're going to get.
That's Pro Bowl material right there, Ralph. Absolutely love it. Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate the insight. Great article today. And Ralph is always worth a read. Terrific insight on SNY.TV. Thanks again, bud.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.